Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Okay, so one of the things I was thinking about this weekend, I got to spend some time with a lot of my girlfriends. There's like a birthday season. Do you have that in your life where it feels like all of your friends have a birthday within the same month? So this weekend, there's three different birthday parties, so many birthdays happening. It's crazy. And one of my dearest friends in Miami wanted to know if I voted thumbs up or thumbs down on a date she was having. So she wanted me to meet up and vet the date. There was a lot of places to be this weekend, a lot to do, all crazy and ridiculous and super blessed and grateful that I have amazing friends. But I'll tell you, I definitely make my friends a priority in my life. And people ask me all the time, how do you have so many great girlfriends? How have you kept them so long? Where you water, where you put your energy is where you'll see growth, right? So if you invest in people, if you make them a priority, I didn't want to go to all these birthday parties this weekend, but I knew it was important to them, right? And so when you show up for people and you make people a priority, they do the same for you. And if they don't, those are not your people, right? So if you want to have great friends, if you want them to be important in your life and make you feel great, you got to do the same for them. So I've been showing up all weekend. I went and vetted my friend's date, thumbs down. And just a quick note on that, it was funny because I had recently seen her out with another guy who literally looked at her as if she was the only woman in the room. And I used that juxtapose and comparison when I saw her out with this other guy who looked at me the exact same way he looked at her. Like we were just, you know, people, which is fine. And he was super nice and fun. But the way this other man looked at her, nothing else mattered. It was so obvious. It was beautiful actually to see when someone has so much love in their heart and their eyes for someone that you can feel it. That's how someone should be loved. And for me, at 49 years old, I've been married. I've been engaged twice. I've been divorced. I have a child. I've gone through a lot of experiences and I'm clear on what that looks like, and you can feel it. And I could feel it for my friend. And when I explained it to her, she's 10 years younger than me, never been married, no kids, and hasn't had all the life experience I have, I was able to share with her, listen, this guy is great, super fun, very attractive, very kind, funny, smart, cool. He's not your guy. And she knew in her heart of hearts. But that's why it's so important when you bring people into your life, before you start asking for their advice, before you're picking them to vet people in your life, make sure that they have the knowledge that you need, right? Take a hard look. There's plenty of people in my life I would not ask for business advice. There's certain people in my life I would ask for relationship advice. There are very few people in my life that I would ask for business advice, right? So just be clear on people can be just amazing friends, but not someone you go to for advice. That's fine too. Just be very careful who you ask for advice. Never take direction from someone who hasn't been where you want to go. One of my girlfriends has an amazing marriage, and she's definitely one of the people I always go to when I'm dating someone and I have questions. She's acing that part of her life, right? She's not killing it in business, so I don't ask her business questions. Be really intentional about who you seek advice from. It's going to impact you in a very, very big way. And also be really aware who's a champion for you. Surround yourself with people that want you at the table. Surround yourself with people that save you a seat. And if you don't have those people, fire them, go to another room and find new people because they are out there. And as you show up as that most powerful, real version of yourself, you'll attract those right people to you. I promise you that.
Meet a different guest.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later. So today I wanted to share a chapter from Confidence Creator and give you some color on each one of the topics I'm going to get into. Okay, so my first book is called Confidence Creator. If you haven't read it yet, get the Audible, because if you're listening to me, it's still your girl. I narrate it. I love it. Confidence Creator, Heather Monahan, get the Audible. Okay, chapter 19, Turning Tragedy into Triumph. A little over a month after being fired, I heard that a former coworker of mine was fired from the same company. I called him immediately, and he sounded so scared and sad. I understood how he felt because only 4 weeks earlier, I felt the exact same way. I told him what I did and how I got back on my feet. Over the past year, people have shared with me their own personal stories about getting fired and how they dealt with the adversity. I started compiling those stories and put together a list of techniques that help me and others get through difficult times like this. When people tell me they've been fired, here is the advice that I give them. Okay, number one, this is good. By the way, I'm going to give you some additional color. feel sad. That's super important. And I gave myself that grace. This is not me reading. I'm just giving color. But I definitely gave myself grace, at least for a day. I was a disaster, bawling my eyes out. I felt so bad. I was having a pity party. And I think it's important to do that. It was really, really painful. I was very, very hurt. However, you can't stay there that long. Okay, now I'm going back to reading. First and foremost, it is necessary to give yourself some time to feel hurt, upset, and angry. I certainly felt that way. I cried for 2 days straight. Oh, I guess I was wrong. I thought it was one day. I guess it was two. Anytime you suffer disappointment, you will struggle. Don't skip this step. Don't pretend you aren't feeling these things. Let it out because it's the first step you need to take in order to bounce back stronger. Facts. Give yourself some grace. Oh, this is a good one. Have a 30-day plan. I broke my plan down into weeks. Each week, I had specific goals I wanted to accomplish, and each week was a step that helped me to get to my ultimate monthly goal. Everyone's goals are different, so come up with a plan that fits you and what you want to accomplish. Write it down, because seeing it in writing makes it visual and makes it real. Hold yourself accountable. Crossing the days off on a calendar helps too. You will see yourself getting closer to your goal and feeling better. Most importantly, have faith that things can change for the better. They can. Your entire life can change in 24 hours. Literally, you can meet a new person that could open up an opportunity or sweep you off your feet, or you just never know. Literally, everything can change in 24 hours. Stay optimistic. Stay open. One of the cool things, this is not in the book, but one of the cool things when I look back and think about that time, the 30-day plan, the biggest takeaway now that I look back on it were the surprising things that showed up in my life, like the opportunity to go on the Elvis Duran show, and then him speaking conviction and belief into me that I could write a book, and then me Googling, how do you write a book, and figuring it out. And now me sitting here right now, reading you the book that was just an idea, something that I didn't even know was possible back then. In every moment, things are changing. In every moment, you're learning something new, gaining access to information you didn't have previously. And that changes everything moving forward. Okay, next, keep a journal. Write down what you're doing each day. Write down how you feel. List your fears. Describe what actions you want to take each day to improve. When you set a goal to lose weight, you weigh yourself daily and keep yourself on track. It's a process. It's no different than when you find yourself trying to get through a difficult situation. It's the equivalent of taking your temperature each day, and that allows you to see that you're getting better, even if you don't initially feel any better. This will become your roadmap to rebuilding your strength. At the end of this process, the insight you glean from your notes will empower you in ways you can't imagine. And by the way, I still go back to those journals, and I feel so strong now when I go back and see how weak I was in that moment. So being real and vulnerable with yourself, it's going to give you power moving forward, because now when I go back and read that, I know you can't connect the dots looking forward, but now I can connect them looking back. I didn't know I'd write 2 books. I didn't know I'd sign with HarperCollins Leadership. I didn't know I'd become a top 50 keynote speaker in the world and speak at Saudi Arabia, the largest tech conference, right? I didn't know any of this stuff was going to happen. But now that I look back, I can look at that Heather the day that I got fired and give her a virtual hug and say, hang in there, kid. Things are about to get so much better. You can't even imagine. And I want you to have that same excitement for you. Okay, remember that you've been here before. It may sound depressing at first, but identifying another time in your life when you've been hurt helps. After I was fired, I went back to look at my divorce journal to see where I was at different times and how I progressed to eventually move beyond the pain. You gain strength by reading how you previously overcame adversity. It reinforces the idea that you can do it again, and you will. Express gratitude. This is huge. Shifting your perspective and expressing gratitude will help you accelerate your progress and get you closer to your goal of feeling better. Every morning when you wake up, write down 3 things that you are grateful for. Do it for a month. It can be something substantial, like your children, friends, health, or something small, like a good hair day or a beautiful flower you saw on the way to your car. I do that all the time. I love that. Taking the time to stop, look, and appreciate the beauty all around you in your life gives you so much more to be grateful for and attracts more great things into your life. Do what feels good, super important. Take the time to enjoy songs, smells, walks, exercise, being outside, separating from technology, meditating, I need to get better at that, and spending time with those you love. Find out what makes you feel good and do it. The more time you spend doing the things that make you feel happy, the more happy and positive experiences you will bring into your life. Create the momentum. Spend time doing what feels good for you. You're worth it. Open up. Sharing what happened to you with others is huge. Your mess becomes the message. You will be shocked to learn how many people want to help you and want to be there for you. Simply, if you just ask. If you share your own story, people will share theirs. Put yourself out there. The universe has a funny way of giving you what you need, but you can't sit back and expect it to fall into your lap. You need to take action. Look for a silver lining. Getting fired was like a punch in the gut. But after some time, I realized how my stress levels decreased once I was fired. I was calm, wasn't rushing around. I was happy to wake up each day. I was able to appreciate my son and my fiance at the time. I have actually ended that. I ended that relationship years ago, but when I wrote the book, I was engaged. Again, behind the scenes. And see how absolutely amazing they truly were. Both of them continued to blow me away with their support. That was for sure.
Meet a different guest each week. Turn it on and Confidence
when starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands. Okay, live in the present. Really key here. It's so easy to get ahead of ourselves or get anxious when thinking about uncertainty in the future. Don't fall into the trap. You want goals and you want to work towards goals, but live in the moment and live in today. Realize that you are living in this moment and this moment is yours. You are exactly where you need to be. Anything is possible today. That's something I still work on. When I start getting stressed out or I start worrying about the future, I remind myself, be grateful for this moment right here. Look around, look outside, feel how you feel, and stop putting yourself in the future. And when I do that, I'm instantly happier and instantly less stress. Create your own future. Use words that encapsulate, big word, Heather, how you picture yourself in the future. Create visuals in your mind to make it feel more real. Write down your goals and desires so you can be reminded. Spend some quiet time seeing yourself where you want to be and feeling how you want to feel. Watch the universe rise up to help you get there. I never knew I would speak in Saudi Arabia this year, right? But I've always been saying and praying to God to land me on the biggest stages in the world and to speak through me so that we can impact, help, and heal millions. I've been praying that for years. Am I shocked that I ended up in Saudi Arabia in front of that massive audience? No. But did I ever plan for it? Not really. I prayed to have the opportunity to do good and impact millions. And those doors eventually started opening for me. Okay, take a step back. Think about your former goals. Do you have the same goals today that you did years earlier? People change. And as they do, so does what they want. It's easy to put on blinders and race towards a goal without realizing that deep down inside, you might have shifted lanes. You might not want the same things anymore, but continue to pursue those same goals because that's what you've always done. What are you meant to be doing now? What will it take for you to get there? Take this time to reassess and modify your goals so they better fit the direction you want your life to take now. You are priority number one. You are the one going through this, and you are the one who's going to improve your life as a result of it. No one else can do it for you, and nobody has to give you anything. No permission, nothing. You've got it within you. You have to work for it, and you have to be your biggest supporter. That all begins with putting yourself first. Before every flight, the attendants go through their spiel and tell you that during an emergency, you must put the oxygen mask on you first before helping others. This doesn't mean that you should turn your back on others. but you have to survive first before you can start helping others. Start your survival strategy today. Put you first. Be open to signs. Notice what is happening around you. Sometimes the answers to the most complex problems have simple solutions that were always right in front of us. And when all else fails, remember this is temporary. When you are down, the key is to remember that things will go back up again and nothing is ever as bad as it initially seems. Like most of you, I've had my share of breakdowns, but looking back on all of it now, I've come to realize that my biggest breakdowns ultimately led me to my biggest breakthroughs. And the same will be true for you. Okay, if you're liking what I'm putting down, get the book, Confidence Creator, the Audible version. I narrate both my books, Overcome Your Villains and Confidence Creator. Read Confidence Creator first. So good. I love it. I'm super proud of it. And yes, there are three mistakes in there because done will always be better than perfect. If you like the show, please share it on social media. When you tag me, I repost and reshare and comment on your stuff. I so appreciate your support. No one succeeds alone, including this girl. And if you could leave a review, it would mean the world to me. Until next week, keep creating your confidence. You know I will be. Come on this journey with me. Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about. Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life, Emma. 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.